CD 3. Think forward to Matura. Revision 7. Track 23. Listening skills. Exercise 1.
Welcome back to the programme. I've been talking to David Slater, a professor at York University, about the power of advertising. Now, I would like to ask you about the history of advertising. Can you tell us how it all started?
Thank you, Sylvia. Well, the oldest form of advertising is by word of mouth, obviously. However, commercial messages and political campaign displays have been found in the ruins of Pompeii. Egyptians used papyrus to create sales messages and wall posters. Later, papyrus advertisements for lost and found items were common in Greece and Rome.
I suppose advertising developed rapidly when printing was introduced.
Yes, definitely. In the 17th century, advertisements started to appear in weekly newspapers in England. These printed advertisements were used to sell books, which became cheap after printing was introduced. They also advertised medicines for all kinds of illnesses in Europe. Obviously, the need for advertising grew as economies grew. In the United States, in the 19th century, classified texts became popular. These were small advertisements which people placed in newspapers to buy or sell things. They soon filled pages of newspapers promoting all kinds of goods. The success of this advertising format led to the growth of mail-order advertising, such as the Sears catalogue.
When would you say advertising became something more, a form of art or science?
Good question. I would say the 1960s saw advertising take on a modern, more scientific approach. Advertisement makers became more and more creative and tried to produce messages which consumers would remember better, such as the Volkswagen advertising campaign with the slogans Think Small and Lemon. The era of modern advertising brought the idea of associating each brand or product with a specific idea in the reader or viewer's mind.
What about television and the internet? Have they changed the world of advertising?
Of course. The late 1980s and early 1990s saw the introduction of cable television, and particularly MTV, where a lot of advertising goes on. And let's not forget about speciality channels, such as Home Shopping Network and Shop TV, devoted to advertising and selling products. Obviously, marketing through the internet created new possibilities for advertisers.
One final question about product placement. Could you explain to the listeners what kind of strategy it is?
Well, product placement is when a main character in a film uses a certain product, and this product appears in the film from time to time. For example, in Minority Report from 2002, Tom Cruise, who plays a detective, Tom Anderton, has a computer with the Nokia logo. A year later, Cadillac advertised its cars in the movie The Matrix Reloaded, which, as a result, contained many scenes in which Cadillac cars were used. Similarly, BMW cars appeared in recent James Bond films.